Brad Jones joins me right here on WGMU Radio, the man behind, the creator of The Cinema Snob, Midnight Screenings, Brad Tries, all popular web series you can find on his website, thecinemasnob.com, as well as movies like Hooker with a Heart of Gold, Paranoia, Midnight Heat, Cheap, among others, and his newest movie, Jesus Bro, which has just been recently announced and fundraised. But Brad, thanks for being here, and you know, big fan, and I appreciate the time, and I'm glad to be doing this.
Thank you. Thank you very much, man. Anytime.
Awesome. So, kind of before we get into the meat and potatoes of this thing, you've alluded to several times in numerous Midnight Screenings videos about time you've worked in radio, and I was just always curious kind of what that was, how long you were there, that kind of thing, if you're a DJ or producer or what.
Oh, that was a lot of fun. That was from 2000 to 2004. I was always on the air. I started out in the overnights, and then eventually it moved up to where I was on the air from about 6 p.m. to midnight. So I was the night guy, and it was an oldie station here in town, WQQL. And that was pretty great. I did that until I briefly lived in California in 2004, so I worked at the station until then. I also scheduled music throughout the day as well. I did all the music scheduling, and I do miss it. And until I started doing videos and movies for a living, it was the longest job that I had.
Okay, all right. Thanks for clearing that up for me. So let's get into Jesus Bro here. So kind of just tell us a little bit about, you know, what it's about and kind of how the idea came to fruition.
Well, Jesus Bro is the first parody movie that I've ever written. I wrote the screenplay for it. It's being directed by Ryan Mitchelly, who directed the Cinema Snob movie and Paranoia. And the movie was kind of born out of the fact that we go see a lot of the PureFlix movies for our show Midnight Screenings, which is a show where we go see all the new movies that come out, and then we talk about them in the car afterwards. Some of those that we have to see are movies like God's Not Dead, War Room, Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas, Old Fashioned, and things like that. They've certainly built up a fan base over the last few years. A few of them even do fairly decently at the box office. So going to see a lot of these movies, we noticed a lot of different tropes that are involved in a lot of them. So we joked in a few episodes that it'd be funny to do a parody movie of all of these. And that's what Jesus Bro is. It really does kind of make fun of a lot of the cliches that you see in movies like God's Not Dead or Heaven Is For Real or War Room. So it's more that it's a spoof of those movies as opposed to being like a spoof of religion.
Right. Of course.
So the movie's about a very popular internet atheist who has a near-death experience and ends up coming back to Earth, and then has this very pro-religious message that then he kind of becomes an outcast for and is persecuted over. So it has a plot that you could certainly see in one of these movies.
Right.
In fact, I just heard Kevin Sorbo's doing a movie that has like this exact same plot. So that might be a pretty funny companion piece with this movie, because this movie does it as parody, and it's the kind of parody that I just haven't seen a lot of. Something that's more in the vein of something like, say, like High Anxiety or Young Frankenstein or something like that, as opposed to like the modern trend of parody where like then all of a sudden Iron Man shows up. So right. I really wanted to do that kind of parody, and I think it'll be really, really fun.
Marlon Wayans isn't going to write the movie. Do that kind
right.
of spoof.
Yeah, like, yeah. There's not a scene where someone gets like their head stuck in an elevator and then just spends 5 minutes smoking a joint, saying, "I just saw God, man." Like, that doesn't happen.
Right. Where are you guys in the process here? I mean, are you still raising funds, or is that campaign over? Because I know you guys had a pretty big marketing campaign for it. So just talk a little
bit
about
that.
Yeah,
we did. the campaign for it ended about a week ago, and mm-hmm. we got 105%, I believe, of what we were asking for. We were asking for $50,000, and we ended up getting $55,000, which makes it, so far, it's the biggest, we make low-budget movies, so far,
right.
this is the biggest budget we've had for a movie. So right now it's in pre-production. Ryan is, like, putting the crew and everything together. I believe we're looking to start shooting in early November, I believe, somewhere around there, with like an early 2017 release.
Okay. And how would you, I mean, you know, maybe you're not this far into the process yet, but how would you release it when you do like digital copy or?
That's something that we're bouncing back and forth right now. I mean, it's not going to go on YouTube.
Sure.
It's definitely going to have like a DVD or Blu-ray release. But before then, I know Ryan was talking about Vimeo at one point.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a for sure thing
yeah.
or not. But yeah, either that and then an eventual Blu-ray release, or just a Blu-ray release, or both. We're not 100% sure on that yet.